Hey, what's up, you guys? It's the chat room. You already know it's your girl Janelle.
And this is Chanel. And our topic today is going to be mama's boys. But right now, we're going to get right into the rundown.
Yes. So, unfortunately, sad news that the owner and CEO of the brand Chanel has passed away, unfortunately. Yeah, a lot of people were upset about that because, you know, he made his way through fashion and he was such an inspiration to so many. And of course, I love Chanel. Like, that's my dream bag. Even though it's $5,000, that's my dream bag. But
everyone's dream bag, okay? Like, Chanel and Chanel, one day it's going to happen. Okay?
Yeah, so that was pretty sad. Also, we wanted to pay tribute to not only him, but to Trayvon Martin, because it's today marks 7 years since his death.
Yep.
That was such, like, I feel like his death really paved the way for Black Lives Matter.
Definitely. And it's crazy because you would think that from that situation it would have stopped or decreased.
But it has only gotten worse.
And it's only gotten worse, and that's crazy because and I honestly think the reason why it got worse is because he never got the justice.
Yeah.
So it's like it's like we're gonna continue to let it happen, or are we finally gonna get justice? And as people are starting to open their eyes, like, it keeps happening, and it's like more people are getting exposed with this stuff. Like, it didn't happen just because of, oh, I thought he was doing something. No, you really just shot him because he was Black.
Exactly.
And it's happening more. Like, there is no excuse anymore. There's no, they don't even have a legitimate reason. They're just resigning is what it looks like the police are doing these days. They're just resigning. Like, okay, I'm just gonna just quit. I don't want to explain myself. I don't want this, and that. Like, I don't want to have to deal with it. Kind of like, what's his name, Colin Kaepernick. You either stand for something or don't, or fall for, or what is it, stand for something or fall for anything. Like, it takes a big stand to do that, but somebody got to do it.
Exactly. It's really sad. Definitely. I don't know.
All right, so rest in peace to Trayvon Martin. Thank you so much. I just hope that it leads up to a change.
I hope so, too.
And also, since it is Black History Month, I feel like we have not done enough shout-outs for Black History Month. But well, I definitely want to just say happy birthday to Erykah Badu. She's turning 48. What a beautiful queen. So shout-out to her. And I guess Black History Month is almost over, but it's been amazing. So, shout out to us.
Yep. All right. So, out there.
Yes, definitely. And speaking of businesses, right before we get into the topic, I just want to let you guys know that we are still doing promotions. Yes, they are free. We are Fort Lauderdale, Broward County based. So, if you are in the area, West Palm Beach, Florida, Miami, South Florida, North Florida, wherever you are, we are promoting. So we're doing free promotions. You can get a shout out either on our page, our Instagram story, or if you actually have a location or Instagram that you want to shout out, let us know and we will go ahead and shout you out on our podcast or in any form that you would like. And that is free for now. So definitely take advantage of that now. So blogs, YouTube, hair, business, music, your parties, birthdays, holidays, anything, we'll go ahead and promote that. We'll also, and as far as music, we will be doing reviews, personal reviews for music. So if you have a song or you have something and you want to get someone's opinion on it, we're more than happy to listen to it, you know, 1 or 2 minutes of your song. Just depends, just to kind of give you an opinion of what we think about it.
And also, sorry to cut you off, just to get you some exposure. If you're, you know, an up-and-coming artist and you want a little bit of exposure, we will play your song for 1 to 2 minutes on here.
Exactly. So definitely do that. Don't be shy. Hit us up. Get in our inbox. Get in our comments. This is your music. It's your thing. So you want people to hear it, let us know. We're more than happy to go ahead and show that for you. All genres, it does not matter. And we'll give you our personal rating. So remember that. So we're going to get right into the topic.
Mama's boys.
So, Janelle, have you ever talked to a mama's boy?
Yeah, I've dated a mama's boy before. And he wasn't a super mama's boy, but I feel like he was like on the verge of being a mama's boy, because anytime I would give him my opinion about something or we were discussing something, he would have to always call up his mama. And I'm like, do you always have to get approval from your mama? Like, do you always have to get your mama's approval? Like, grow up. Like, that's one thing I cannot stand. A dude who always wanna call his mama. He's sick, he gotta call his mama. His car broke down, he gotta call his mama. He always got to call on his mama. It's aggravating.
Right. What do you think about, like, because for me, I've dealt with a guy that I felt like he was a mama boy, but I'm like, I don't feel like I'm a mama's girl or daddy's girl. So I've never really been that close to my mom or my dad. So I feel like some guys would make me feel like, oh, well, it's my mom. Like, it's my mom. She da da da. And I'm just like, okay, but then you grown and you act like you want to be with a woman, and you so ready to be with a woman and take care of her, but you still asking your mom for advice, or you still asking your mom to take care of you. How are you going to prepare yourself for your wife or your girlfriend, whoever you're with, if you're going to your mother for everything? That's why these mama boys are going to their girl for everything. Yeah. Because they mama keep doing it.
And half of their behind don't even know how to cook, clean, change their drawers.
It's nothing.
Because they depend on their
and
mama.
And that's why they want a mom. It's like they want another mama. That's how I feel. Like, they literally want, and it's sad because it's like, they may not even treat their mama the best. Right. You would think a mama's boy want to do everything for their mama to make sure their mama's good, but no. Mama boys, to me, are users. They want their mama to do everything for them so they don't have to do it, and it's kind of like they're a baby still. They want their mama to still treat them like a baby, so when they get into a relationship or they start dating women, they start wanting the girl to treat them a certain way or do things for them, kind of like you, their mama. And it's like, do you want a girlfriend or do you want a mom?
They want a mom.
Because then they're like, oh, you ain't my mama. Why are you talking to me like your mom? Maybe because your mama should have talked to you like that. That's what I be feeling.
So what are some of the signs that you're dealing with a mama girl? Let us know.
Well, number one, in my opinion, is if you've never been to his house. I've had a couple of people, they come up with excuses. Oh, well, I got roommates, or I got this, I got that. Like, listen, you can have a roommate. I've been to a guy's house with a roommate. So if it's a roommate, that's fine. But when you don't invite me over, most likely he's living with his mama or his baby mama. And even with a nightcap as well. Like, not saying you have to have a nightcap, but if he ain't never even invite you over at night, or you ain't never spend a night or anything, most likely he's living with his mama or his baby mama.
I know that
for a fact. I know one of the things I want to ask the audience, and even you, why nobody wants a mama boy?
I don't want a mama boy because I'm not taking care of no grown-ass man, period.
Right. My number one thing is you're never a priority.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you're never a priority. Like, I understand some dudes, they put their mama first, and I respect that. But if you're the type of dude where you don't even put your mom first, but then I'm never a priority, like, you don't even know where you kind of stand a little bit, because he needs to kind of look at himself a little bit. So that, to me, is why I wouldn't want to deal with a mama's boy. I'm never going to be a priority. Another thing is, most likely, like you said, he doesn't know how to cook or know how to do anything around the house. I like a handyman.
I know for a fact,
okay, these mama boys are not handyman.
No, they're not. And they can't even lift a fork to do nothing.
Bruh, they can't do anything. And it's sad how they can even call the audacity of calling themselves
a
mama's boy. Like,
and I refuse to let him be a mama's boy. I be making him do everything on his own because he needs to learn before he could be a good husband to someone. Because what these men don't understand is you can't even be a husband because you're still a little ass boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mama treating now, you since you and you're not even getting off your mama titty, you still on the titty. Like, let go, let go.
Right. Now, our audience knows that you have kids, you have a son, and you have a little girl. How do you feel like it is raising a son? Do you feel like it's a difference, like, raising him to actually be a man? Like, do you feel like a mom can do that versus a father?
You know,
or
it's so funny that you say that. I just had a big ass debate on Facebook with a couple of people about, because I was saying that I feel as though me as a mother, okay, I can never take the place of a father. I can never do that. I can't teach him how to be a man, but I can teach him how to be a good husband. And
definitely to a woman, exactly.
That pretty much entails.
That's what I agree
to. Teaching him right now to, he opens the door for me and his sister. If I got groceries in a car, he's taking them out. If he see me or his sister struggling in any type of way, he's there to help. I'm teaching him right now how to be a husband to someone, because so half these men can't be that. Only a woman knows what they want, and I'm trying to teach him right now what a woman wants.
Right.
So,
and I'm gonna give you kudos, cousin, okay, Janelle, because not only are you teaching him how to be a husband, you are teaching him how to be a provider. You're teaching him how to be a friend.
Exactly.
You're teaching him how to be someone who cares about people, cares about his mom, his sister. I just put something on Instagram and said, be the man that you want your sister, mother, or daughter to end up with. It's that simple.
Exactly.
It is that simple. Because when you look outside and be like, you know what? Would I want my daughter to be with someone like me? When you actually look at yourself like that, that's when a change will actually start.
Yep.
And you could start actually going towards there. If you don't, then you're just going to always be the nasty person, or the person that's going to end up being alone. And I don't think it's a difference when a mother raises a son. I think the only difference is the son. Because I know a lot of men have been raised by single mothers, and they know how to work. They know how to work. But I don't know if their mothers were teaching them how to be a husband. You know what I'm saying?
They
like,
weren't.
To actually,
they're too busy babying.
A partner. They're just teaching them how to work and be alone.
Because
I teach them how to love and care.
You have some of those mothers who are single mothers who don't have a man in the house. So it's like their son becomes their man. Their son becomes the one they're spending their time with. So they feel like they have to, you know, cook him breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Wash his clothes, wipe his ass, like, and that's how you get a boy, pretty much, and a man that don't know how to be a husband or do nothing for himself, because his mama baby his whole life.
Right, you know what I think is going to be my next question, what was I going to say, well, I was going to say the difference between being a mama's boy and being a son to your mom. We kind of talked about that already. More sons need to just try to be not even a provider, but like an extra help, you know, like don't be a burden to your mother.
Yeah.
Like, why would you try to take from her? She's given birth to you in this world and basically given you everything you need. I think a son's job is to give back to their mother. And I think that's the struggle with men. They feel like they don't have to give anything to anyone.
I agree.
Whether it's their mom or a girlfriend or whoever, like, oh, I don't have to give you anything. Giving has nothing to do with like lacking. Like, once you give, you feel like you don't have it anymore. Like, you have to give because it's just something you just like to do. And I think that's a difference. Like, you're just supposed to give because you actually care about that person, not expecting anything back. When there's always this expectation, especially as a mother, and I think it may actually run deeper with sons and mom, because I guess people feel like there's an expectation, like, you're supposed to do this for me, mom. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be here for me, or you're supposed to let me stay with you. Because my next thing is, like, why do mamas like to baby their son and not their daughters? You understand what I'm saying? Like,
well, I can't agree with that, because I baby Jordan way more than I baby Mayon. Like, that's my baby.
Maybe I baby her
more because she's my baby. Like, she's younger. I don't know. But
that's probably, is it? It could be because she's younger. But I do know, just I guess in statistic-wise, it seems like more men end up staying with their mother and the daughters leave.
Yeah, I can see that, because boys, they mature, women mature quicker than men. So, you know what I mean? Us women, we're independent. Mm-hmm. We want to get out there, and boys, they're content. They're content with being at home. They see no issues.
But why do men make it seem like they're so independent then? Even if they're at home, they feel like because they're making money that they're doing something, you know, like, oh, I'm bringing home, you know, the bacon to mom, or whatever the case may be, or I don't even know, because you're not bringing that much bacon if you don't have your own place. So it's like they think in their head they have this independent thing going on, But the reason why I said the whole mama's babying is because women, I think when the moms have the daughters in the house, sometimes it's attitude. And for some reason, moms, I guess, think that daughters don't
want
to listen and don't go out, and they let the son do the complete opposite.
But you know what it is?
And end up staying there.
You know what it is? Sorry to cut you off. It's the fact that us as women, we want to be grown, okay? We want to be out there doing whatever the hell we want to do, being grown. That's why we leave the nest, because we want to be grown. And boys, they want to stay a little boy. They don't want to grow.
But they're grown, too. I don't agree with that, because men, they do grown stuff still at the house. They're always doing their thing, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's always a double standard.
The difference is, a dude doing something at the house, the mother doesn't care because, oh, that's my son. A female doing something at the house,
why?
Like, oh, you being fast, right. You being grown.
Right, that's what I'm trying to say. Why is it that they're more lenient with their sons versus their daughters?
It's a double standard. It's always a double standard.
We're going to have to touch on that with y'all, for real.
We're going to have to ask our audience, like, what do y'all think about that? Because we're about to wrap this up. What do y'all think? Would you ever date a mama's boy? Why do you think that mamas are more lenient on their sons than their daughters? Let us know in the comments below what y'all think.
Definitely. So that wraps it up with the topic. So thank you guys for tuning in. This is The Chat Room. Peace out.